Hey, it's time to do a little Christmas-like road tripping.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Speaking of road trips, they don't get any bigger than that one, I don't think. I hated doing it in a minivan with my kids in the back seat for long distances. I can only imagine what it's like with a couple of elves in a sleigh. Long distance all the way around the world.
Smelling kind of bad in that sleigh,
isn't
it?
Yes, you are on the south end of a northbound reindeer, several of them, actually.
Yeah.
We are set to do our regular road trip in here. Today it's with Bob Areno and Marcolius, I guess. That's what the email said. I've called them Gus and Morty and a lot of other things, but it's Bob and Mark. Mark Wade, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Nice to have you. And the other guy, Bob, is down there in southern Utah. You got rain down there today? I'm kind of curious.
You know, I woke up to wet sidewalks this morning, so it must have rained overnight.
Yeah. Bob Grove is with us, as always. We're going to do road tripping and talk about some winter getaways this week. I'm excited about this conversation. And one of these places that tops the list, Bob, I got to experience several years ago when my brother and friends of theirs and Becky and I took a motorcycle ride to Colorado, made our way down to the Grand Canyon, and then came back and from the south and ended up in Bluff. What a beautiful spot.
It really is, you know, and what our list today is some of our favorite places to travel to, which is why they made the list. And Bluff has always been one of them. And Bluff Dwellings is this wonderful little resort down there on the north end of town across from the Navajo Twins, or what are called the Twin Rocks. And it's an all-inclusive resort with its own adventure company, Wild Expeditions. It's like a resort that could be plopped right in the middle of Scottsdale, Arizona. It's that quality. It's really a beautiful place near the San Juan River. And they're offering a deal right now. Their deal is an ongoing promotion of 15% off of 3-night stays, but they're offering a flash sale. I talked to Jared, the owner, yesterday, and he's offering a flash sale for us that book any room for the 2024 season before January 1st and get 20% off with a limit of 3 nights per booking.
Wow.
And we're going to have all these details on our blog, so you don't have to try to remember them. I'll just remember to go to our blog. But so that's a fantastic deal for this quality of resort in a place that's central to everything down there.
Well, let me tell you, I'm just thrilled that Jared's still doing it, because we met up with him in the middle of the pandemic, and they had just gotten started and were finishing up, I think, some of the rooms, and the pandemic just threw him into a tailspin. So his story is a great one. Wasn't he a BYU professor, I think?
Utah State.
And left that profession to try and do this with his family, and really put their lives on the line. But it's a beautiful place to spend a couple of days, and they'll take you on some great adventures while you're there. Mark, tell me about Beaver Creek Lodge.
Well, let's get our bearings for a second. Bob took you down to the southeast corner of the state. Let's go up to the northern part of the state, up by Bear Lake and up by the ski resort that's just up there. Beaver Creek, or Beaver Mountain ski area, I should say. And this is Beaver Creek Lodge, just across the street, kind of tucked in across the meadow from Beaver Mountain ski area. And just at the crest of the hill, or of Highway 89, as you drop down into Bear Lake. So Beaver Creek Lodge, and they've got some great winter packages that include your room, a snowmobile for one or two people or more. And the thing I was interested in, they also have the UTVs with the tracks on them, so you can be enclosed. If you don't want to get on the snowmobile and be a little chilly, you can get inside these enclosed UTVs with tracks and go off for a ride out in the mountains with that. So 1, 2, 3-night stay packages all winter long with snowmobile or UTV tracks.
I'll tell you what I love about these conversations today is just the reminder, and Roger does this with us every week. We were just talking to him. But at Bear River Lodge, that you don't have to give up your outdoor adventures in the winter, even if you're not a person that really thrives in cold, cold weather, because there's so many technological ways to do it these days, and that's one of them. Tell me about Sand Hollow Vacation Rentals, Bob. That's a great spot to be down in this time of year. What do you got, in the 60s down there?
Yeah, yesterday was beautiful. It was short sleeve weather. It's wonderful. This is right next to the state's most popular state park, Sand Hollow State Park, a very large, beautiful vacation rental homes. great base camp for all the attractions in the area. And they also have great access to the park itself and to the water. So it's a great place to stay if you're planning a vacation in this region, not just for St. George, but the entire area, to make it your base camp. And they're offering a couple of great deals. They're save 25% on a UTV tour with Bash or Beaches at Sand Hollow Power Sports when you stay at Sand Hollow Vacation Homes through January 30th. And then hot off the press, just got this deal from the owner. He sent it to me. He says 20% off lodging through January 2024. So if you're planning on coming down here in the next month, definitely take advantage of that. Again, we'll have the details on our blog.
And that is such an easy drive. All right, we were just talking about Bear River Lodge, and Roger Eggett checked in with us here. But the cabins at Bear River Lodge, we've all had the experience. Russ, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
How long has it been since you've been up there?
It's been a while, yeah.
Was it on our ATV ride when we passed
ATV
through,
ATV ride, I think the one after that, too. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Great rooms, great everything.
Close to Salt Lake City markets, an hour and a half, two-hour drive to get there?
Right, hour and 45 minutes, to be exact, if you want to say 1:44, that's what Google's telling me.
What's fun
to look at here is the cabins at Bear River Lodge are tucked right into that inside corner of the state of Utah, the upper section. You know, you make an L shape, it's right up there, it's on the north slope of the Uinta Mountains, just starting up the slope, and so it's a perfect area. You go out through Evanston and drop down into that north slope. What a fantastic place. It's a short drive away from, you know, all the Wasatch Front. And then they've got the cabins, the snowmobiles, and all the winter activities there as well.
He's got a lot of great packages that are available all the time. But the great thing is you can get on your snowmobile right outside the front door of your cabin and head for the National Forest land, which is fantastic. But they always have a nice hot tub that's going right there. And now they've got the Grizzly Den, I think it's called, where they cook some fantastic burgers. Anyway, check it out. We'll talk again about Bear River Lodge. And one more, Teton Springs in Victor, Idaho. A little bit more of a drive from here, Bob.
Yeah, and this is one of my favorite spots in Idaho. Of course, I say everything is my favorite spot.
You do.
They're all my favorite, but this in Idaho, it's in Victor, Idaho, a short drive from Jackson Hole and the Grand Targhee. It's in a great area in the Teton Valley. It's actually now called Bronze Buffalo Ranch, formerly Teton Springs. And there, this is a beautiful resort with golf courses. Of course, this time of year is the snow. And like I said, it's close to a couple of major resorts. They said, mention KSL and get 20% off of 1- and 2-bedroom suites with a 2-night minimum stay. So if you call, I'll have this information, the number to call. And if you mention KSL, they're going to give you 20% off during the 2024 season.
Man, I love this time of year. I really do. It's some of the same experiences that you would have in the summertime with just a little different look. How many times have we talked about that when it comes to Yellowstone National Park on snowmobiles? Yeah. If you've never, you know, actually done that and stayed in West Yellowstone, but just some fantastic ideas out there. All right, take advantage of it. Mark, tell them where they can find you guys these days online.
Well, all the details that we've just talked about today will be found at roadtrippingwithbobandmark.com.
Road Tripping with Bob and Mark. Guys, have a great holiday. Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate our camaraderie, our friendship throughout the year.
Absolutely, and Merry Christmas to you and Russ.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
We'll talk again in the new year, so stay with us. Navinoskis is going to join us, and we can drag him from the golf course down in Mesquite on his way to a Ute football game. We'll talk fishing coming up next. Stay with us.